a keynote for SEO, you'll be also thinking SEO, and you need to understand a little bit about the mahus of SEO. I mean, why is it that of all the yonim, one parak is dedicated, there's a kin is dedicated to SEO, it's a melech, it's a tzadik, but something there about the miyata the kin of almost in equal footing with the kin of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. Let's give a muscle. Let's say a person has a hard time. Things are going tough, whatever, in health or whatever, and pinosa, children, something's going through a hard kufa. So a person hunkers down and he you know, works at the kufa. Let's say he takes finally something gives him hope. And that hope gets bigger and bigger, and the person sees the tikva, he sees the hope of everything that was going wrong, it's going to be in this deal, in this person, in this treatment, whatever it is. And then, when the hope is at its biggest, it's death. The Agnes Nefesh in that Maisa includes all the Agnes Nefesh. When the person was sick and everything went through, and now he's given a lot of hope, and the hope is there. So all of the tzar becomes focused on that point, and the entire tzar lives is concentrated that event. Klal Yisrael in Bayis Rishon was Nechav because of the Zara. And the worst of the worst was the Nasha, who was a terrible king, and he was Machav Kazor Abu Zara, Tessar Kazor Abu Zara, to the way which opened the door to the Horb. He had a grandson, Yeshio, who was, the terrorist says that Shmoyne was when his father being Jewish, Alekei David Oviv. There was a Nebuah, Ben Yevol and Ledovic. This is going to be, in a certain sense, the Melech HaMashiach. This is the Melech HaMashiach. This is somebody that is the hope of Yisrael. He was the biggest Makar, was the biggest Machzal of Mutar that Yisrael ever had. He was the person that took Yisrael when it was in its worst stage of Avodah Zarah. It was infested from Amram's father and from Menashe's grandfather. Yisrael had become totally infected, and he was able to clean it out completely and to be Machzal Yisrael of Mutar and to bring it back to the Yisrael Shemayim Pesach. This was the hope of Yisrael. And when he was killed, the entire hope that it built up that somebody is going to rejuvenate Kaisel like David HaMelech and bring them back to the state they were and prevent the Churban was dashed. In that one encapsulation all of Kaisel, everything that they thought would happen was destroyed. And that's why there's a special kina for Yeshio, because it's the entire Churban is in Yeshio. There's another Nakuda about Yeshio and his death and so on. Like we said when we started out, Klal Yisrael is not measured by one dar. It's not measured by two dars. It's measured from a place called Derech. That's how it's measured. Yeshio was then followed by David, and Yeshio is a certain kind of Mashiach. But he was killed. But he was killed because of a certain imperfection. It says that it's two things. There was the Litzak HaDora made up of the Zorah, and the Mela, he didn't know about that. So he touched the Pasuk wrong. He didn't listen to the Navi. In other words, there's a small Nekuda. Yeshio was the Tzadik HaDor. Yeshio took out a Chumash with Rashi, and it says that Letzavichem, that even Cherav Sholem, that when Klai Yisrael is doing what's right 100%, there's not going to be Cherav. It's right. That is tough. Yirmiyah told him no. So, and he didn't listen. So he had all the right to be bitter and to say, you see, it's all wrong. The Torah was wrong. It says that when somebody about and at that point, it says when they shot him up with arrows in like a sieve, and they heard him whispering, and they thought Chas v'Shalom, maybe he is being mechayev the goddess. And he said, Tzadik hu Hashem ki pi hu marish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right because I didn't listen to him. Yirmiyah was a Dvar Hashem, and I should have listened to him, because in that case, it takes precedence over when the policy. So he answered back, Ruach HaKadosh answered back, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. In that last breath of Yeshiyah is Tzidik HaDin. In the breath of Yeshiyah, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understanding that Tzadik HaShem Yomisi, that's the Ruach of Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is not a great person, a wonderful person, a past person. More than anything else is Mashiach HaShem. He's crowned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in as much as it's Nichnach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as the Mekayim HaShem, there's the validity. So in the death of Yeshiyahu, there's the Achnah of understanding, Tzadik HaShem, he did everything right. Everything he did was on mark. He was a born Tzadik, and he was perfect. And he understood in his Misa, he understood the Tzadik HaShem to be Marisim, the Nekudah, the Ruach HaPein Mashiach HaShem, his body didn't say Mashiach HaShem. It'll take many millennia until there'll be a body of Mashiach HaShem. But the Ruach HaPein, the Neshama of Mashiach, the Tzichon of Mashiach, is over there. Nothing goes to waste, and if that Nekudah had to be there when it was not because of sin, that became Ruach HaPein Mashiach HaShem. Hey, Lord, you can't be made love, and you can't be made love.